Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. Recording studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island. This is episode 234 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, how are you this evening?
I am doing fantastic. How are you today, sir?
Good, thanks. Good.
That's good. Bachelor this week, huh?
Yep, Susie's on a plane up to PVD.
From Tampa, St. Pete to PVD? Is that
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's their, what's that airport code? TSP?
I think it's actually simple. I think it's TPA.
Oh, TPA. Okay.
Yeah.
TPA to PVD. How's that airport, Tampa?
It's all right. It's nice. They got the tram like they do in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
It's not as nice. Orlando is like one of my favorites.
Orlando's pretty big. I imagine Tampa's not quite as big of an airport.
No, but it's still pretty big.
Still pretty big. Yeah. Easy to get in and out of.
Yeah, yep.
Did you drop her off, or did she Uber, or leave the car there?
She Ubered because she's got some car issues.
Oh, really?
So she's, her window won't go up. That's not a good thing to have in Florida.
No, you don't want that. Isn't that a relatively new car?
No, it's like an 09 or something.
Oh, it's new.
Or maybe an 11.
You bought it used.
Yeah. Oh,
I forgot about that, okay.
And then we noticed that there's an oil leak, so was going to Uber anyway, so she dropped it off at the Volkswagen dealership, but they're going to work on it tomorrow.
Oh, right, so that's not too bad.
And then,
get it up and running by the time she gets back.
Yes.
Hopefully. Hopefully it's not anything major.
No.
Any big plans? You working a lot this week, or you got a few days
off? I work tomorrow, and then I may be getting Sunday off. I started with a new kid. I started training him on Sunday.
That's a bad sign when they're letting you train people, isn't it?
So, this kid, somebody said, oh, he's good. He like, dressed like a golfer. He worked in the golf industry. I'm looking at his resume. It says, scratch golfer, worked at all these places. So, he shows up Sunday, and I'm like, so what's your deal? He's like, well, I just graduated from Florida Gulf Coast, and I got a job with Edward Jones as a financial advisor, but I don't start until December, so I'm going to work here for a few months and help out and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you worked at golf courses? He said, yeah. I said, public or private? He said, a couple public courses. So right, I go, so you know all the dirty stuff that goes on? He goes, like selling rounds of golf and selling range balls and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I like this kid. I like this
He's
kid.
A smart entrepreneur.
He's beautiful. So we were talking about stories, and he's a good man. He was saying how they were telling him, oh, yeah, well, you know, you can play for free and we'll comp one person, but anybody else after that has to pay cart fees. So he goes, you know, I like to take my buddies out, he said, and usually they're $20 a piece. He said, but if they got to pay, then they're probably not going to tip out well. I'm like, man, just come and play when I'm here. I said, I'll get you out. I'm like, $60? I'm like, all day long.
Yeah, right.
So he liked it. I got a text from Dr. Sean toward the end of the day. I showed it to him. He's like, oh, that's nice. He goes, you get text messages, huh? I'm like, that's 20th century, baby. That's how you got to work, you know?
I think we're in the 21st century.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Just so you know.
I skipped 100 years.
Yeah, that's all right. So you got a new protege under your way. Only a few months, though.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful. If this kid already knows he's got an end date, he could milk it too much, and the whole gig could be up. You got to make sure he's careful. Keep him under wraps a little bit.
No, he even said that he's going to be very careful.
Okay. Because you know how that goes. If you know you're going out, you can always go out in a blaze of glory, but he could take you and Shaw down
with us. Yeah.
Keep an eye on him.
Well, did I ever tell you about the young kid that I work with on Sundays?
I think you started telling me, and he was like pretty brazen about stuff.
Nah, he was okay. No, this kid was he was okay. He was a little shy. Mm-hmm. Well, he gets caught selling around a golf. Our assistant is walking out, right? And he's walking out as somebody's driving in number one. And Bobby goes, who's that? And he goes, it's so-and-so. He goes, I didn't see him come into the pro shop. And Jerry goes, Cha does it all the time. I'm
Oh,
no.
He's just throwing Cha right under the bus.
He goes, Cha does it all the time. So the pro catch wins of this. He ends up calling this guy at home saying, what the hell are you doing? He calls Cha. I'm like, oh, no. This was months ago, though.
Cha must have been ripping mad.
Oh, he was calling his Korean military friends. You know, the guys who, like, wear the helmets and they do the march. They were ready to come up to Stony Brook.
That's funny.
Yeah, Char does it all the time.
You don't talk about the selling the balls.
It's like the mafia. If you got to take a bullet, you take the bullet for the family, but
yeah, I don't
can't
know
let the whole family go down, right?
Yeah, right. You know, what is it, Godfather? You never turn your back on the family? Never go against the family?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that kind of thing. Like, unbelievable. Chad, the first thing out of his mouth.
He said he panicked. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I panicked. That's the first thing that came out.
Chad does it.
Oh, no.
You gotta have the line. Like, what's your line if it happens, if you get caught?
Oh, I got caught selling balls to the owner.
Yeah, but that's different.
I told you that
selling
story.
Range balls is one thing. Selling rounds is another. Like, you gotta have an excuse in the back pocket for selling the rounds, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So what do you say?
Well,
oh,
it was after,
he told me
it was after hours. Yeah. It was after hours, and he's going to pay, and I'll just leave it. I leave it under an envelope. I was going to leave it under an envelope and text Bobby.
Oh, there you go. So you got it all figured out.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what it's all. See, that's what I mean. You gotta have it. He's like, oh, all right. I didn't know you were here. I was just going to leave it in cash. That would kill you, wouldn't it, to take the wallet out, put the $25.
Yeah, if I had to give that up, yeah, that would kill me.
Cha wouldn't
would
be happy, though, either. I worry about Cha turning on you.
You think you could see that happening?
You can't see it happening? He doesn't
like
see...
if it came down to me or him, absolutely.
Yeah, you'd be toast.
Oh, absolutely.
You wouldn't even see the bus hit you that he throws you under. There would be tire marks right down your back. You would be done for.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Oh, no doubt about it. If it comes down to him, oh yeah.
Him or me. Yeah. Hurley's the mastermind.
He's the one who told me about this. I didn't even know who Dr. Shauna was.
He's got, you know, he has
disappearing cell phones like they are at Ohio State. They're going to start taking, like, me and Josh's cell phones, going through all of our old texts and stuff.
Just like Deflategate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who's Dorito Dink?
Gentlemen.
Who's Gentlemen? The Gentlemen family.
Yeah, like, what'd they call that guy? What'd they call the deflator? Didn't he have a name, too?
Yeah, like Dorito Dink, and then there was, like, the deflator or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, one guy was just called the deflator because he was apparently losing
weight.
Yeah,
he lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one.
That's funny.
Well, they had they used to have names back. It was how much they paid, so it would be, like, Sean 25.
Mm.
I like that one. Do you?
Sean 25. Yeah. So I'd be Gary, like, 250.
Yeah, you'd be like, Gary, $3.
Gary, $1.75.
Did you see that video I posted?
I didn't watch it with volume, but I was watching the closed caption, and I was cracking up.
It is so funny. These guys are real cart barn guys.
Yeah.
And they have a YouTube channel.
I saw that. They kind of beat you to the punch.
Yeah, yeah, they kind of did. I found out about it Sunday. I'm like, oh, this thing is hilarious.
Because that we were talking about that, how you could just go around with the GoPro, GoPro strapped to you and just film everything.
Right.
But they had that idea. The driving, the sneak away.
The sneak away, the rule breaker when he drives by the sign that says carts not allowed in the parking lot. The other one that really I could never get over was I'll have my wife clean them when I get home. I'm like, so not only are you cheap, you're also a sexist.
Yeah, you're going to make your wife do it.
I had this one guy do that, right? And I'm like, God, I thought I heard them all. I said, you don't have the balls to repeat that in 2 hours. And he just kind of looked at me.
That's funny.
I'm going to have my wife do it.
Have my wife do it.
Meanwhile, he's getting off of 14 because his wife's calling him.
You know how many clubs
saying, where
I
the
clean?
Hell are you?
You know how many clubs I cleaned when I was working at Agawam? I don't think I ever got tipped once for cleaning clubs.
That's awful.
It wasn't a tipping club, Agawam. Like, not
I was talking to this one guy. He said something brilliant. He works at the Ritz-Carlton, and he works in the locker room. He does shoes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. He probably makes some good money there.
Well, I asked him, I said, how's the tipping? He said, it all depends. Some people are good, some people are bad. He goes, but he said the cleanliness and the sparkling of your shoe depends on how much there is on the heel. I'm like, oh, I like that.
Right.
He goes, and lately, he goes, the shoes have come in dirtier than, he's gone out dirtier than they came in. I like that. Depends how much is on the heel.
That's good.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine
you know that?
That
golf industry is beautiful, isn't it?
That's a bygone era, isn't it? Shining shoes. Like, yeah. I don't own a pair of shoes that could be shown.
Or you could get your sandals shined.
I guess.
Should I do that next time I travel and I fly back with like my Nike sandals, just sit up on that chair?
They don't even have people there anymore. It's just the chairs there. It's like a relic of a bygone era.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shoe shine, boy. Get your shine box, right?
Jamming.
Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Sure, Mr. Klinsman.
This one is from Allagash Brewery out of Portland, Maine, and it's called the Two Lights. And it is a beer brewed with Sauvignon Blanc, must fermented with lager and champagne yeast. I don't even know what that means. It says, pear, grape, and citrus notes fill this ode to summer fermented with lager and champagne yeast. Two Lights combines a crisp beer with the snappy spritz of a freshly picked grape. 6.7% alcohol by volume.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I didn't even realize, like, when I picked it, I just saw Two Lights. I was like, all right, I'll grab it. And then I read the bottle as I opened it this evening, and I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. But it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Okay.
It's not great. I wouldn't get it again, but I could finish it. Not like the one from a few weeks ago that I had to dump down the drain.
Yeah, you did not like that one.
That one was terrible. This one's not bad. This one is not bad. Do you have anything else you'd like to add here in this first segment, or should we go to our first break?
We can go to break, Bill.
Okay, we got a lot to talk about coming up.
Yes, we do, Mr. Klinsman. Do-do-do.
The Epcot International Food and Wine Festival presents Your Taste Buds.
Y'all, this crema Catalana.
So delicate.
And must be handled gently. Oops, guess we better eat it.
All right, we're back for break. Episode 234, Mr. Klinsman. He's joining me up in Westerly, Rhode Island. We're taking a little break from our month-long Grand Floridian review because Susie's on assignment.
Susie's
right
out of town, yeah. So we're giving a week off so we can talk about the big one coming up.
Exactly.
The big one that people have been clamoring for.
That might actually be 2 weeks away. That we got to do some prepping for that.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't want to go in raw.
No, that's true. We got a lot coming up, though. So we got that. We have this week, which we're going to talk about the food and wine food. Then we still got the music one that we got to do. We got to do our trip preview with Schaefer coming up. We got a lot to do. The month of September is quickly booking. You know, get your tickets now because we are going to sell out fast.
Hey, do you guys have Wawa's?
No. I think they start in, like, Philly, like southern New Jersey.
Did you hear that one?
I did. Is that a Wawa?
That was good. That was Wawa. Got them down here.
Yeah.
And yesterday, because I don't eat the free food in the lunchroom anymore because absolute garbage.
Oh, what happened? You used to like rave about it.
No, not the free stuff.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Not the free stuff, no. So I got a tuna sandwich yesterday with lettuce, tomato, onions, and it was fantastic. Today I got a chicken salad.
Yeah.
And it was just as good. Their subs are so good, Bill.
Is the bread good? Is that what does it?
It's good fresh bread. All the ingredients are good. Their subs are fantastic.
I've heard that from a lot of people that they have really good
subs.
And
I'm like, how can a gas station sub place be good? I couldn't fathom that.
And it is.
Oh, my God. They are so, so good.
Wow. So you go up, it's like Subway, you go up and they put the tuna on, they give you whatever toppings you want, and they make it right.
Actually, you order from a kiosk.
Oh, but they make it fresh. It's not like
they're
sitting
make
there.
It right there, correct. Okay. Yep.
So same difference, really, ordering it from the kiosk, but yeah, I gotcha.
God, that thing rawed, too. And it's one of those, you ever do one of those that just raws, but only for about, like, 8 seconds, and then you can't smell it anymore?
I think it just, like, wipes out your nostrils.
Yeah, I mean, usually when I do one that you can taste, it lasts a few minutes.
Right, like it's going to be there and hanging around, but sometimes they're so bad that I think you're like your nose goes into toxic shock or something and it like shuts off.
That's what this one was. I was surprised. I can't smell it anymore.
Yeah, I think your body's just shutting down due to the odor.
I mean, it's too bad we don't have that smell-o-vision effect.
You know, yeah, it would be pretty good. I was thinking about that.
That would be great if somebody's, like, on their walk and, like, they're listening to the show and, oh, holy mackerel.
Just, like, soaring, but it's just good. Our farts coming through.
You don't usually go all out like I do.
No.
I don't mind. I don't mind, do I?
No, you don't really hold back.
Not only do I do it in front of the microphone, then I ask if you heard it.
You stop, stop talking mid-sentence, and then you'll, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard it.
Four years old over here. Did you hear that?
All right, so this week, you want to just get right, there's not much of a segue from that. So I'm just going to jump right in and say we're going to preview the 2018 Epcot Food and Wine menu, the festival booth menu. And this is one of our favorite episodes to do every year, isn't it, Klinsman?
I know this is your favorite.
It's up there. Although this year I'm not going to Food and Wine. I've been the last 3 years, believe it or not.
It's too bad.
There's an outside chance, because we still have that wild card day in early October. You know what I mean?
You're gonna hope that like Amanda Brown offers you a comp, aren't
it's
you?
It's possible. I mean, there's enough people down there. I could start sending messages on Facebook, Twitter, things like that, and just start begging.
What do you do? Do you say, "Hey, Amanda, like, I'd like to maybe like see you," and blah blah blah? I don't have park tickets, or do you just flat out say, "Hey, look, can you hook me up?"
I would.
Your tack with this?
Oh, I wouldn't. I'm not gonna lie about it. I would just be like, "Hey, I'm in town. If you have any free passes you're looking to get rid of that expire soon, I'd be happy to take one off your hands."
Do you think your sister should maybe work it or no?
No, we're on. I'm in that point with Amanda where she knows what the deal is when I message.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, can you book me a room?
Oh, so you just message her asking for stuff.
Well, I'm nice to her. I sent her a nice thank you card, a little gift card after last time when she booked a hotel room for us. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's reciprocal.
Grease the palm. I like that.
Oh, I was very appreciative with the tickets because that came out of nowhere. That was unexpected. And yeah.
She's a nice kid.
She is very nice.
She's a very nice kid.
But
now people are going to be looking for her on Facebook and say, I wonder if I can
some tickets. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, I gave him away to this guy called Mike Schaefer. He said he was good friends with you.
Yeah, right.
You never know. You go down and Schaefer's got tickets for that first day and you don't.
Well, no, what I'm thinking is, like, remember when I was down in June and they had just sent out an email to pass holders, like, you could buy a one-day pass for, like, $70 to bring anybody you want. Maybe there'll be another deal because that's a slower time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there'll be something. If we could do it for like $70, that'd be worth it to go to Food and Wine, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll keep our ears to the ground. You never know.
I mean, I got APs. I got APs. I probably still won't go.
You wouldn't go even with me? Go to the Food and Wine together? You just sit by the pool?
No, I'm just going
to
hang out at Old Key West, yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying the day
after. I wish I could give you my band. Oh.
You know, because we get that extra day. Unless you're just going to abandon me, which is possible.
No. That one just sounded like a horse. It was like a gallop. It was like a four tone. All right, should we get into this?
Yeah, let's get into
it. I mean, because I could just sit here and fart all night. It could be. It definitely is one of those nights.
It's one of those nights. All right, so we always
go. What is it with chicken salad? I don't know. So yeah, anyways,
must be
go
the mayonnaise. We're going to start. We go alphabetically because that's how the Disney food blog goes, and we always go off of their menus because they do a fantastic job with the food and wine and all the festivals of getting everything laid out very nicely. So, you got that pulled up, sir?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, we're starting off with the Active Eats booth, which is, that's coming back from at least the last couple of years. I remember seeing that. And they have that Loaded Mac and Cheese, a festival favorite. That thing's been around for a long time, right? Loaded Mac and Cheese.
Yes.
It's got the pepper bacon, the cheddar cheese, peppers, and green onions. And that's something that you've had and you liked it.
Yes. Yep.
They also have a spice-crusted Verlasso salmon. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Verlasso, either way, with a warm lentil power salad, crushed avocado, and sherry vinegar. So a little piece of fish. You're not a salmon guy, but other than that, that sounds okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little snack, Active Eats Energy Bar Bites, a mixture of chocolate nuts, dried fruit, and dates. So it sounds like a granola bar. Probably good, but I don't think I'd waste the stomach space on something like that. Yeah. Beverages, we basically skip over those for the most part, unless it's a beer I'm interested in. So we're just going to skip right past the beverages there.
And Active Eats is something that I'm just walking right by.
Yeah, because you've had the mac and cheese. It's nothing to write home about. It's not something you're going to go back for. You know, like if you're hanging out with Por Favor Mary and she has some, you might steal a bite or two, but you're not like going to go out of your way to get it.
That is correct, Bill.
So now we're on to Africa. And this is something I've had before, the Baraby style beef tenderloin tips with onions, jalapenos, tomato, and pap, which is very good. The pap is like grits, And then, like, the onion jalapeno tomato, it's like a roasted kind of like salsa almost. A lot of flavor, a little bit of spice. And then the beef was good. Just basically like beef tips, steak tips, you know, pretty good stuff.
Yep, yep.
And then this one is interesting. I mean, it's the vegan option, but it's a spicy Ethiopian red lentil stew with vegan yogurt and quinoa. Now, I've had lentil soup before, but I've never done, like, red lentil stew or anything like that. But anything that says spicy always gets my interest. Is this something you would try, or you're not going to bother with it? Too much yuppie stuff on there.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm passing on Africa. Yep.
See you later, Africa.
Yep.
We'll move on to the Almond Orchard, hosted by Blue Diamond Almond Breeze, whatever that means. And they have, this sounds good, a creamy spinach and artichoke dip with pulled chicken, toasted Blue Diamond almonds, and Parmesan cheese served with nut-thin crackers. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I don't like the almonds.
You don't like almonds?
I like almonds, but again, that's stuff that doesn't go with stuff.
How does nuts not go with that? Like, it's like getting, it's just toasted almonds.
Nuts is just something I eat on the side.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't want a walnut on top of my filet mignon.
Well, it's not. This is toasted almonds to give a little crunch into this creamy spinach dip.
Yep.
All right, so we got a fire-roasted tomato hummus topped with Blue Diamond salted roasted almonds served with Blue Diamond artisan nut-thin multi-seed crackers. How's that sound?
Awful.
Are you a hummus guy?
I can take it or leave it.
I like hummus, but I'm not going to go out of my way for that. And then this sounds, I'm sure this is very good, but I don't do desserts at Food and Wine generally, but a banana almond soft serve sundae with fresh berries and chocolate almond streusel. Are you okay with that? Almonds on the ice cream sundae?
No, it's okay.
Even that?
No.
All right, so.
Yeah, I never ordered my, whenever I went to Newport Creamery or Friendly's, I never got
walnuts or nuts on it. See, I like getting some peanuts on an ice cream sundae.
All right, so this is all garbage so far. All garbage. Should we head over to Australia?
Yeah, let's do it. They have a grilled, sweet and spicy bushberry shrimp with pineapple, pepper, onion, and snap peas. I already know what you're going to say about that. We have a grilled lamb chop with mint pesto and potato crunchies. And then the lamington, which is yellow cake dipped in chocolate and shredded coconut. This is the exact same menu as last year.
Yeah.
I tried the sweet and spicy shrimp, and it was very good. A couple years ago, I had that grilled lamb chop, which was pretty good. I'd say like a 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the lamington, again, with the desserts, I don't go with that. But the first two were fine. If you haven't tried them, I would say give them a shot, but they're not like must-dos. It's not something I'd go back for. And if it weren't for the pineapple, you'd probably be all over that shrimp.
Correct.
But yeah, I understand. Pineapple is very divisive. People either love it or hate it when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm in the boat. I do enjoy pineapple with some savory stuff. We'll move on to Belgium, which looks like they got some good things going on here. A beer braised beef served with smoked Gouda mashed potatoes. Again,
that sounds fantastic.
That's the same as last year, but it sounds pretty good. And I don't think
that sounds
I've
good.
Tried that. I heard those potatoes were pretty good. I forget who was saying that. Somebody. I heard they said they liked that. And then the desserts, we got the Belgian waffle with the warm chocolate ganache and whipped cream, and the other Belgian waffle with a berry compote and whipped cream. So a couple dessert options there to go along with the beef and smoked Gouda mashed potatoes. So that's a few good options at the Belgian booth. How about Brazil? Oh, they're changing it up. This first option sounds pretty interesting to me. I know you're probably not going to be about it, but it's a Moqueua? I don't know how to say that. But it's a Brazilian seafood stew featuring scallops, shrimp, and whitefish. So you're all on board up to this point.
I'm on board. And then as soon as they put the with, I'm checking out.
With coconut lime sauce and steamed rice. So for me, like citrus and seafood goes together very well. Like lemon and fish is a good combination.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not turned off by the lime with it. And then the coconut sauce is like a curry. If you ever had like a curry, it's like a coconut base. So I'm on board with this. I mean, I like to try the crazy stuff anyway, but it doesn't seem too crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
I bet if you didn't know what the sauce was and you tried
it. Now you're treating me like a two-year-old.
Yes.
You're just not going to tell me what's in there.
Yeah, just try it. You'll like it.
Oh, I would try it. I'd try anything on this thing.
Sure, but you don't think you would like this.
I think I probably would like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, the way I'm looking at this, Jürgen, is I would eat everything here because nothing looks, but I'm looking at what five pieces would I go with.
And I think
that's how I'm analyzing
and
this.
I think the next thing is something that you're going to go out of your way for, which is
the next one is a dish that I would make love to. Yes, that is correct.
The crispy pork belly with black beans, tomato, and onions. Fantastic. So good. It's got that, like, it's crispy, but it has the fat in there. Mm-hmm. Like the juicy, like melted pork fat that just makes it so, I don't know, the flavor is so good on that. And it's very tender. Like, you'd think it'd be chewy, but it's very tender. The black mm-hmm. beans go really well with it. Just a very good dish. And then this pão de queijo, which is the Brazilian cheese bread. I've had that a couple times, and that's very good as well. It's simple. It doesn't have a ton of flavor, but it's a good accompaniment. Like, if you got the pork belly and that cheese, that's a good little snack right there. Probably even enough to hold you over for a few hours. Then we have the Brewers Collection booth, which is just beers.
Yep.
So we'll skip over that. Canada, they're back with the basics. They got the cheddar cheese soup with bacon served with a pretzel roll. And the Le Cellier Wild Mushroom Beef Filet Mignon with truffle butter sauce.
And those two I would go with again.
Yes. It's a nice little sampling of what you could get inside. Now, you've been to Le Cellier now.
Yes.
Does it still hold a, like, is it still worth it to get that at the Food and Wine? Or is it, like, now that you've had the real deal?
I don't know. It's not that big of a deal, but it's a nice little small portion.
It's good stuff, and it's always packed. Everyone's always waiting for this stuff.
Yeah. No, that's a good booth.
It is a good booth. Now we have the Cheese Studio, hosted by Borsen Cheese. And we have a braised beef stroganoff with tiny egg noodles, wild mushroom, and Borsen garlic with fine herb cheese sauce. That sounds pretty good to me.
That sounds fantastic.
Then we have a cheese trio, a profiterole topped with Borsen garlic and fine herb cheese and orange apricot jam, a smoked salmon pinwheel with Borsen shallot and chive cheese and everything seasoning, and a strawberry macaroon or macaron, I don't know, with Borsen pepper cheese. That's kind of weird. Like, I don't mind the first two. That last one, I think I'm tapping out on that one. Strawberries with cheese, not for me. And then this dessert sounds pretty good.
Yes.
A maple bourbon Borsen cheesecake with maple bourbon cream, caramel, and pecan crunch.
Yes.
That sounds like that should be in the Canada booth. Remember last
I was thinking the same thing.
Remember last year
we said
they need
a nice
dessert
at Le Cellier
over there? Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Yes, sir.
That needs to be over in the Canada booth, but you know what? It sounds pretty fantastic regardless.
Try to pronounce this one.
Gion. It's a Gion pancake with beef. So you ever get to like this Chinese pancakes? They're like real thin and they're not like sweet like
no.
a pancake. They're like savory.
No.
So it's a very popular like Chinese takeout thing. So with some beef on it, that sounds like that would be okay. Chicken dumplings with Chinese slaw. I'm good with that. That sounds good to me. I love dumplings. Chinese slaw, I'm sure that would be good. Beijing roasted duck bao bun with hoisin sauce. I've had that. It was very good. And one of the things that I've never had, and they've had it on the menu for a while, is this black pepper shrimp with garlic noodles. It always sounds good, and I never go with it, and I don't know why. Because everything in that description sounds fantastic. Black pepper, fantastic. Shrimp, fantastic. Garlic, fantastic. Noodles, fantastic.
Steve Gentleman, fantastic.
Fantastic. Have you ever had that one, sir?
No, I haven't had the Steve Gentleman.
The Gentleman special?
No.
But it sounds good. That's something I would definitely like to try. And I'm assuming it's going to be there because it's been on the menu for a few years now. How about the chicken dumplings with Chinese slaw? Is that something you would try?
Yes.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes, but I do think that black pepper shrimp with garlic noodles sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it does sound good. All right, we're on to the chocolate studio.
Yep, I'm good here.
You're going to take a pass. Liquid nitro chocolate almond truffle with warm whiskey caramel. Sounds good. And the sweet dark chocolate raspberry tart with whipped cream. Again, they both sound good. Not something I'm going to go out of my way to get, but they sound very good. Now we're on to Coastal Eats, and now we have your attention, sir, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lump crab cake with Napa cabbage slaw and avocado lemongrass cream. A baked shrimp scampi dip with sourdough baguette. I believe this was tested by Por Favor Sue last year and she loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the seared scallops with roasted corn, butterbean succotash, and chili chipotle butter sauce. That sounds really good.
Lovely, doesn't it?
I would try all three. Yep. I'd probably do the scallops number one, the shrimp scampi number two, and the crab cake number three if I had to rank them. And then we have the craft drafts booth, which is just a bunch of beers from Florida. So there's two different beer flights. They have the Shipyard Monkey Fist IPA, J-Dubs Honeydew Melon Kolsch from Sarasota.
J-Dubs is in Sarasota, yeah. And somebody had a t-shirt. We were out looking at patio furniture this weekend, and somebody had a J-Dubs t-shirt, and Susie, have you ever been there? I'm like, what the hell is J-Dubs? Look, it's got a Klinsmann, too. It's got an umlaut.
The Kolsch is an umlaut, yeah.
Yep.
Then they have the First Magnitude Lemongrass Saison. They have a triple chocolate milk stout, which I've had from the Florida Beer Company. Bold City Brewing out of Jacksonville, a roasted red ale. And a Central 28 Beer Company Waff Ale, whatever that means. That's out of DeBary, Florida. That first flight sounds pretty good to me. Now we're on to Earth Eats. And I don't remember seeing this, but it says it's not new, so I'm going to assume it's been there in the past. And we got a couple burgers here, sir. I don't remember seeing burgers at the Food and Wine Festival in years past. Do you?
No.
This one is called the Steakhouse Blended Burger. Blended beef and wild mushroom slider with brie cheese fondue, arugula, truffle, and blue cheese potato chip on a brioche bun. That sounds absolutely fantastically filthy, doesn't it?
Oh, that sounds real dirty.
Real dirty and real good. And then they have the Impossible Burger Slider with wasabi cream and spicy Asian slaw on a sesame seed bun. So that sounds good, too. I don't know what the impossible means because it's got like a little trademark symbol next to it. I don't know if that's like yes. A kind of thing that they've had going on before. But I'm looking at, that sounds like I would definitely try both of those. They both sound good. And you can get a kombucha flight if you like as well, whatever that means. Festival Center Wine Shop, which is new to the festival, and they have a charcuterie plate with a chef's selection of artisanal meats and accompaniments, so that sounds good. There's also a La Bottega di Belgiosio cheese plate, which has a lot of cheeses that I cannot pronounce, like the Crescenza Stacciano, Creamy Gore, Gorgonzola Dolce, and Artigiano Vino Rosso cheeses. How'd I do?
Artigiano Vino Rosso cheeses.
I mean, I would probably try that. I don't know what most of those things mean, but I would definitely go for that. But then look at this last thing, buddy.
Holy dog poop.
A Bloody Melnick seafood cocktail. Shrimp, bay scallops, mussels, olive salad, and crisp lettuce in a Bloody Mary vinaigrette. Holy smokes. What are we talking about here, Bill?
Who came up with that in the kitchen?
I don't know, but they need to get a raise because that sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Shrimp, scallops, mussels, olive salad, and a Bloody Mary vinaigrette. I don't even know how you would eat that. I don't know how. I can't wait to see pictures of this concoction when they start coming out. That sounds really good. They have some Kurt Russell wines at this place. I didn't know he was a big vintner. All right, we got a the Flavors from Fire, which was a huge fan favorite last year, and they're just adding to it here. We got a couple returns and then one new item, it looks like. We have the Piggy Wings, roast pork wings with a Korean barbecue sauce and sesame seeds. I had that. It was very good. Smoked corned beef with warm, crispy potatoes, pickled onions, a blonde ale beer fondue featuring Belgiosio Romano and American Grana cheeses. I had that also, which was also very good. And then this one's new, a charred chimichurri skirt steak on a smoked corn cake with pickled vegetable slaw and cilantro aioli. That sounds fantastic. And a dessert, they have a dark chocolate mousse with cayenne pepper, chili powder, and mango. I'll pass on that. And they also have the swine brine back again, which I tried last year. What do you think of that, Booth?
The wings sound pretty damn good.
Those are good. They're very good.
Yep. The corned beef sounds okay. I think this is solid booth, mm-hmm. Don't you?
Yeah, definitely, because last year they had that sausage on a pancake thing, and most people weren't a big fan of it, and to replace it with a skirt steak
mm-hmm.
on a smoked corn cake sounds good. I like chimichurri. Are you a fan of that sauce? Have you had mm-hmm, that on anything? Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. So I really like that.
Yep.
That sounds like that could be a winner with the cilantro aioli. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Very good. Now we're on to France. It looks like they brought back a festival favorite here, a croissant escargot, which is the escargot croissant with garlic and parsley, which was fantastic. I remember we tried that a couple years
ago.
Yep,
that's not bad.
I think this was your favorite thing you've ever had, which was the beer braised beef with bacon, onion, and mashed potatoes, the carbonade de bœuf purée de pommes de terre.
That was, yep.
And then they have a creme brulee with a house-made raspberry jam. You know our thoughts on the desserts, but those the croissant and the beef both sound very good. Bacon, onion, mashed potatoes with beer braised beef. Can't really go wrong with that, can you?
No.
I think that sounds fantastic. Now we move on to Germany. And again, they don't... It's the most boring booth. Year after year, they have a...
Trusty childhood.
In Germany. They have a... Schnickenudeln, which is a pasta gratin with ham, onions, and cheese. So it's basically mac and cheese with ham. Then they have a roast...
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like your grandmother who couldn't cook.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, your parents would, like, go to dinner or go away for the weekend. And, like, she'd slop together all this garbage, right?
Yeah.
And you're just like, what is this?
It's just there.
Not that our grandmother couldn't cook. I'm just saying that just sounds like... Like a kid going to grandma's house and she's like never cooked or has no clue and she just
throwing it all together.
Throws it all together. We, you know, they came through the depression and whatever's in the refrigerator, they throw in a pan and make it happen. That just sounds like.
And it doesn't sound terrible, right? It's like, okay.
No,
this
like
isn't
I would eat
thing.
It. I would eat it and be fine, but I would kind of be like, what? Like, you remember when we were kids and grandma used to like cook us this crap and like, what was that? And you're like, I think it was like spam and like potatoes and she deep fried it. Like,
yeah, it doesn't sound that great, does it?
No.
Then the roast bratwurst and a pretzel roll. I mean, it sounds fine, but it sounds pretty boring to me.
You know, it sounds like if they had a bigger portion, it might be something I would get as a snack.
But you could get that in like the regular Germany quick serve, can't you?
I don't know if they have a bratwurst in a pretzel roll.
Oh, that's right. They have the full-size bratwurst, though.
Yeah, if they had something like that, maybe. But, I mean, this isn't...
Yeah, what are you going to do? And then an apple strudel with vanilla sauce, which I'm sure is very good. Just not something that I'm really too concerned with trying. We're on to Greece. And they have a loaded Greek nachos, which is in quotation marks. Never a good sign. Pita chips.
Yeah, never good. Also, when there's a V at the end of it, it's always never a good sign.
Yeah, unless it's a dessert, having the V there is not a good thing. We have the loaded Greek
meatless
nachos.
Sausage.
Meatless
Ooh, that
sausage
appealing.
Crumbles and a vegan tzatziki sauce. I'll take a pass on that.
I'll go back to Germany and have that ham, onions, and cheese.
Yeah, we were talking about it. Maybe that sounded a little better.
Yeah, maybe that is. Maybe that isn't that bad of a choice after all.
Now, this sounds all right to me. The Taste of Greece. A chicken souvlaki, which I don't know what that means, but it's chicken. Feta cheese dip with warm pita. That sounds good. And a lamb sausage with a dill tomato ragu.
Sounds fantastic.
That sounds really good, doesn't it?
That sounds fantastic. Greek spinach pie.
Yeah, spanakopita. That has the V.
We going up to
Caserta's.
Caserta's
like
up at the
which is that real crispy
hill?
Like thin dough that they do in layers with the Greek spinach and feta cheese and olives and stuff in it. It's probably pretty good. And then their dessert is the bugatsta, warm phyllo dough strudel with sweet vanilla custard, honey, lemon honey syrup and cinnamon. That sounds fine. Nothing I would really want to try, but sounds okay. But that Taste of Greece, that has me intrigued.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. Feta cheese dip. Ooh, sign me up for that. Then we have the Hawaii booth, which brings us the Kalua pork slider with sweet and sour dill, pineapple chutney, and spicy mayonnaise. Again, that's the pineapples taking you right out of that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Other than that, it sounds pretty good to you,
I
imagine.
Yeah, it does. Yep.
I'm sure you could ask for it with no pineapple. Just the pork with the spicy mayonnaise, and I'm sure that would be very good on its own. Then we have a grilled tuna tataki, I guess, with seaweed salad, pickled cucumbers, and wasabi cream.
Nope.
I like tuna like that, like just barely seared, raw in the middle. But the seaweed salad, I don't know. I'd try it, but I've never had that before, so I don't think I'd want to risk it necessarily. And then the teriyaki glazed spam with hash with potatoes, peppers, onions, and spicy mayonnaise. I tried that last year. Was not a big fan of it. It was way too salty.
Oh, God. Was that your first try of spam?
I've had spam before.
Oh, you eat that stuff?
No, not all. I haven't had it before last year. I haven't had it in a long time.
Oh, it just looks like a, like just a pile of somebody's intestines.
It's not the most appetizing looking thing, but it's not.
What's the purpose behind it?
It just never goes bad. It's easy to ship. It's cheap. It's meat, kind of.
Are you sure it's kind of?
It's like having bologna, but it just comes in a can.
But it's worse than bologna, isn't it?
No, I can't eat bologna.
Give me a nice fried bologna sandwich on toast. Oh, thank you.
I'll eat Spam all day long before I look at bologna.
Oh, really?
Oh, bologna makes my stomach churn. I don't like that at all.
I like, but it's got to be fried. My mom used to do fried bologna on toast.
I can eat a fried bologna. I can't eat cold bologna. Not a fan of that.
Okay.
So you're not a fan of the Spam, I take it.
I've never had it, Bill, and it's just one of those things that I probably will never have.
You probably wouldn't even dislike it. It just tastes like ham, like a spiced ham. That's what Spam stands for, spiced ham.
Yeah, but it comes out of a can, and like I've seen it, it just looks like it's got greasy filth that surrounds it.
Oh, yeah, it just like slides out. Like, you know
the
cranberry sauce you get out of the can? It just like kind of plops out at the end.
Yeah, and it makes that noise. Yeah. Exactly. Do that noise again. Yeah, yep. Yeah, you don't even have to stick a fork in the back to pull it
out. No, you just shake it a little, and it jiggles out.
Yeah,
lands just on the plate, and like the little grease, like gelatinous fat, just drips out of the can.
And then it's got the can indentations too.
Yes, exactly. You got the little ridges on it.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Then they have a passion fruit cheesecake with toasted macadamia nuts.
Would you be able to eat a whole thing of Spam?
No, no way. It's too big. Those are like a half a pound. Those things. Mm. No thanks. Should we move on to the hops and barley booth, sir?
Sure.
They have the New England lobster roll, warm lobster with fresh herb mayonnaise and a griddled roll, a New Brunswick slider, which is new, I believe, slow-braised beef brisket pot roast style with horseradish cream and crispy fried onions on a potato roll with pickled vegetables on the side. That sounds very good. And a freshly baked carrot cake with cream cheese icing.
All right.
So it sounds like we're doing okay there on that one. You can't really go wrong with any of those. Because now that your Captain's Grill is closed, where's your lobster roll?
True.
You know, that might be your best bet. We have India, which is a lot of V's on the side of this menu for vegan. Warm Indian bread with pickled garlic, mango salsa, and coriander pesto dips. Okay, that sounds somewhat interesting. The mango salsa is a little weird with those other flavors, but all the other stuff sounds good. Madras red curry with roasted cauliflower, baby carrots, chickpeas, and basmati rice. And a korma chicken with cucumber tomato salad, almonds, cashews, and warm naan bread. Any of those interest you?
No.
Those last two sound okay. I would try them if someone else bought it, but I'm not going to buy them. And now we're looking at Ireland, and they still aren't bringing it back, Bill.
No,
what's going on here?
That seafood pie, I don't know. The best thing that they've had at Food and Wine, and it's gone.
I wonder if they weren't making enough like margin on it, if it was just too expensive to make.
I don't know, because again, it was a good price point.
Big portion.
It was a good portion, yeah.
So I wonder if they just couldn't like charge like $10 for it and they just weren't making enough money off of it or something.
Could be. I mean, because how do you take that away?
Because people loved it. It wasn't like they were sitting out. They were going like...
Did you have it?
Oh, yeah.
And you liked it, right?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah, it was very great.
Good.
So Ireland has the roasted Irish sausage with colcannon, potatoes, and onion gravy. I had that. It was not great. The potatoes were good. The onion gravy was good. The sausage was not good. Warm Irish cheddar cheese and stout dip with Irish brown bread. That sounds pretty good. And a warm chocolate pudding with Irish cream liqueur custard sounds pretty good as well. Any of those strike your fancy, sir?
Not really. No.
The cheese dip doesn't sound that good, too. It sounds good to me.
Sounds okay, but...
Now we have the Islands of the Caribbean. They have a ropa, fajita, empanada with tomato aioli. I don't know what that means. I know what an empanada is, but I don't know what the other things mean. I don't know what's in it, but I wouldn't be against trying it. An empanada is basically like a calzone, just a pocket of dough with stuff inside. So I don't know what's inside of it based on that description. And then we have a jerk spiced chicken lollipop with roasted sweet plantain salad, mango, chutney, yogurt. That sounds good. I like jerk chicken a lot. How about you? Is there anything you would try there?
I like jerk chicken. That sounds good.
And then a quesito, which is a puff pastry with sweetened cream cheese and guava sauce. I'll take a pass on that. Not a big fan of guava and Nothing. That doesn't really sound that good to me. But that jerk chicken sounds fantastic, and the empanada is intriguing. It's mysterious. I don't really know what's in it, but I would definitely try it. On to Italy. Now, I remember last year, in years past, we've been down on Italy, but last year they
years
really
past,
changed
it's
the
been
menu.
Terrible. Yeah, last year was the first time that we kind of did that.
But we didn't. I don't think I got to try anything from there last year, but this stuff sounds pretty good as well that they brought on. They have a fritto misto, which is crispy shrimp, zucchini, and sweet potatoes in a spicy sauce. That sounds good to me.
Yep.
A pollo alla cacciatora, braised chicken thigh, mushrooms, tomatoes, and parmesan polenta. Can't go wrong with that. Mezzi rigatoni, vodka sauce, crispy pancetta, and parmesan cheese. Sounds fantastic. And a cannoli, you know, leave the gun, take the cannoli, filled with sweet ricotta, chocolate, and candied fruit. Do you like cannolis, sir? Or do you just like quoting Godfather?
No, I don't really like cannolis.
I'm not a huge fan. The shell gives me heartburn.
Oh, really?
That, like, fried dough shell, I get heartburn from it. I don't know
really?
Why. Yeah. And then, yeah, sometimes, like, the ones with the chocolate chips, I don't mind, but, like, the candied fruit, nah, that wouldn't do it for me. But the other, all three of the other options sound really good. I love vodka sauce, like the pink vodka. Yeah. The shrimp with the zucchini, sweet potatoes sounds good, all of it.
That chicken cacciatore sounds great, too, doesn't
That's
it?
That's just like an old school Italian dish.
Yep. Like an old dumpy place that you would walk into Cranston that just has fantastic food.
Yep. We're on to Japan, and they have a teriyaki chicken bun. A steam bun filled with chicken, vegetables, and sweet teriyaki sauce. That sounds good. A beef nigiri topped with shrimp sauce and diced pickled jalapenos. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm very intrigued by all those words string together. I like beef. I don't know what nigiri is. I like shrimp sauce and pickled jalapenos. Sounds good. And a spicy tuna roll. Tuna and salmon topped with volcano sauce. That sounds pretty good. If you're in the mood for a little sampling of sushi, that's a good way to go. What do you think? Any of those...
No,
pique your interest? Not the beef nigiri doesn't do it for you?
Yeah, it sounds okay.
Sounds
I would
okay.
eat it.
Yeah. We have the Light Lab, which I don't know what any of this stuff is here. There's some beers and some drinks. We're just going to skip over that because I think it's all drinks there. We have Mexico.
Oh, this short rib tostada sounds fabulous.
Corn tortilla topped with short ribs, black beans, salsa verde, and spring onion. Yep, sign me up for that. A shrimp quesadilla, corn tortilla with shrimp, Oaxaca cheese, topped with spicy guajillo sauce and sesame seeds. That sounds very good. Two for two there. And then the dessert, which is a coconut rice pudding served with a mango coulis. I'll take a pass on that, but that's just my dessert aversion coming through here. Both of those two options sound very good. That'd be a good one. You each get one, you split them in half and try them both. We're on to Morocco now. They have a kefta pocket, which is seasoned ground beef in a pita pocket. Sounds simple.
Okay.
Sounds
simple,
like it's probably good.
Simple, but good. Yep. Good analysis right there, Bill.
Hummus fries with cucumber, tomato, onions, and tzatziki sauce. I had these a couple years ago, and they were very good.
Okay.
The hummus fries. I think, didn't you try something like that when you went to Spice Road Table? Didn't you have, like, hummus fries with something?
I may have.
And I thought you remembered you liking them. And these are pretty good. The ones I had. We'll go to New Zealand, which has a couple of old favorites and then something I think is new. The steamed green lip mussels with garlic, butter, and toasted breadcrumbs. I've had those. They were very good.
Absolutely.
The lamb meatball with the spicy tomato chutney. I had that. I wasn't a big fan, but you liked it, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, Susie and I did like it very much. Yep.
This last option sounds pretty good. A seared venison sausage with a kumara puree and wild mushroom marsala sauce.
Sounds fantastic. I think we're three for three right now.
I know you're not usually a fan of venison, but you try it in a sausage form?
I would try it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would definitely do... I'd pass a lamb meatball because it wasn't anything out of the ordinary for me, but the other two, I'd definitely go for.
You know what I liked about the lamb meatball? It had nice consistency. It wasn't gooey like a regular meatball.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, there was nothing wrong with it. It just didn't knock me...
I think it just held together... And for small portions, when you're trying to break something in half with a fork.
That's true.
Especially a meatball. You know, usually you break a meatball, it goes into fifths, you know?
Right.
So.
Then we have at the refreshment outpost, there's one option. We have the spicy hot dog with kimchi and mustard sauce.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I would try that. Sounds okay.
I would try it, sure.
the refreshment port, which I don't think this is technically a booth because that's always there. That's like that little quick serve between Imagination and Canada when you're walking that way. And they have the beef brisket poutine, which is French fries with beef brisket, beer cheese sauce, and poutine gravy topped with crispy onions. I mean, it sounds pretty good. Sweet potato poutine, which is sweet potato fries with caramel sauce, mini marshmallows, and pecans. That almost made me vomit. And then the pineapple soft serve, which is basically Dole Whip, and you can get it with the Bacardi coconut rum. How about that? Would you eat the sweet potato fries with caramel sauce and mini marshmallows with pecans on top, sir?
Oh, no, no, no.
The other one sounds real filthy, though, doesn't it? Beef brisket, beer cheese sauce, and gravy topped with crispy onions. Good thing that place is right next to the bathroom, because that thing ain't lasting very long inside your body.
Well, I was going to say, what type of casserole? Don't people do like a sweet potato? Because there was something where they'd put marshmallows
on
top.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. It's like sweet potato.
It's like a Thanksgiving,
Like yams with the mushroom.
With marshmallows.
Yeah, marshmallows.
That
always disgusted me. Yeah.
Yeah, and it, like usually it burns a lot of house fire stock because like
it's so sugary and the marshmallow.
Yeah, and it just burns the whole day. Yeah. No thanks.
Pass on that. Now there's a new booth called the Simmering Sips Mimosa Bar. That was hard to say. And this is something that I probably would pass on. It's all like pastries and stuff. Chocolate croissant, almond croissant, blueberry muffin, and a cheese Danish, and then all these little mimosas, which is very... frou-frou kind of place. I'm definitely going to take a pass on that. Oh, look at this. Spain again coming up big. They have the charcuterie in a cone, which was a lot of people liked. I didn't get to try it last year, but I know a lot of people like that. The Spanish meats and cheeses with olives and an herb vinaigrette right in that paper cone. Then they have a Spanish-style paella with chorizo and roast chicken. How's that sound?
Hello there, sir.
Paella is one of my favorite things. I love rice, like flavorful rice like that with chunks of meat and things in it.
You guys ever go to Spain? Is that restaurant still around?
Yeah, they have a great paella. I went there with Sarah on our first wedding anniversary, and I got the paella, and it was fantastic.
I've always wanted to try that place. Is it fantastic?
It was very good. The one in Narragansett's beautiful, too, this.
Yeah, I know there's one. Is there still two?
Yeah, the one in Cranston's still there also.
Okay.
That one's next to McDonald's and across from Taco Bell. Not quite the romantic atmosphere.
Interesting.
The one in Narragansett, yeah.
Interesting. You leave that after a romantic meal, and then you look at the wife and say, I think I'm going to get a 20-pack of McNuggets. I'm still a little hungry.
Yeah, let's swing over to Taco Bell, get a couple of fiery Dorito soft tacos.
Yeah, that sounds
Spanish-style
fabulous.
Paella with chorizo and roast chicken. And then how about this one?
Oh, look at this one, Bill.
Seafood salad with shrimp, bay scallops, mussels, extra virgin olive oil, white balsamic vinegar, and smoked paprika. That sounds really good, doesn't it?
I can almost taste like snail salad. I wonder if it has like that type of...
It's got like that salty flavor, everything blended together, like the vinegary flavor to it and everything.
Do you like snail salad?
I don't think I've ever had it.
Oh, do yourself a favor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you get out of work, run up the street to the food chalet.
Okay.
And just get a half a pound and bring it home.
This is the second time in 2 days that someone mentioned the food chalet to me and like, you got to try it. I go by that place. It looks like the biggest dump in the world.
Oh, it's nice inside. It's really nice. Oh, the food chalet is fantastic.
Talk about a place that, you know, I talk about Spain being next to McDonald's and across from Taco Bell. That place has like a laundromat next to it, a sketchy post office, and like, I think the Dragon Inn Chinese food place.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a place I wouldn't be caught dead in, but you're saying it's worth the trip?
Yeah, the owner, unfortunately, recently passed away. I followed the page on Facebook, but he was there. He opened that before I was even born.
Mm.
They have boar's head. They do, even like on your way home for like dinner, like they do like the nice roasted chickens.
Yeah.
And you can buy one of those and bring them home. I mean, their stuff is so good, but their marinated mushrooms and snail salad, oh, boy.
I might have to try
that. Throw a little bit of Tabasco sauce on that.
Mm, that sounds
good. I swear to God, you're going to walk in there. You're going to end up spending probably $50.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be like going on like a Target run.
It's like when I go to the Wesley Packing.
Wesley Meat. Yeah. Yep. Oh, I can't believe you've never been there.
I'm going to try
it
out.
That place is fabulous. fabulous.
Second time in 2 days that someone's recommended it. Said the sandwiches
they said the same
are fantastic.
Thing. They said yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah, they said the sandwiches are good. Good bread, good fresh deli meats, everything like that.
Well, he does Boarhead. I say he Tony, the guy who passed away. But when I worked at Spidell, I used to always stop there and get a sandwich because you can get the, you know, he just cuts the fresh Boarhead right there.
Right.
You get like a turkey and cheese on. He's got so many different fresh rolls.
Beautiful.
And then he just wrap it up and send you off. I mean, oh, yeah, it's awesome. Check it out.
It definitely will. So moving on from Spain to Thailand, this all sounds good here. Marinated chicken with peanut sauce and stir-fried vegetables. That sounds good to me. Seared shrimp and scallop cake with a cold noodle salad. How's that sound?
Good.
And then a red-hot spicy Thai curry beef with steamed rice. That's a 3-for-3. That's a little JD Martinez night. A couple doubles, a home run, I think, right there.
Yep, all that sounds pretty good.
The red hot spicy Thai curry beef. That could be a good one. Nice cold beer, spicy curry. Sit down, get ready for Illuminations. That sounds good to me. How about this wine and dine studio? We have a seared scallop with truffled celery root puree, Brussels sprouts, and wild mushrooms featuring Melissa's produce.
Sounds fantastic.
Does sound very good. A butternut squash ravioli with a brown butter vinaigrette, Parmesan cheese, and pumpkin seeds.
No, thank you.
No, I don't like butternut squash ravioli. Not a fan of that. They have a trio of artisan cheese featuring La Bottega de Belgiosio cheeses. They have all the ones that we said before that I couldn't pronounce, if you remember them from earlier. And then they have the trio of cheese with wine, paired with wine. So there you go. Wine and Dine Studio. There's a couple other festival locations that have some special things, like Block and Hans has some specialty beers. So does the Fife and Drum. The Funnel Cake Stand in the American Adventure Pavilion has a special food, a maple bacon funnel cake topped with candy bacon. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'd try that. That sounds pretty good.
That sounds pretty dirty, doesn't it?
That does sound pretty good, yeah.
And then the Joffrey's carts around the World Showcase have specialty drinks.
This episode of the ResortLoop.com podcast is brought to you by Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company.
Every time we do it, it makes me laugh. And then the Taste Track, which is near Test Track, they have these, the cronuts, the croissant donuts, all different things. But then look at this thing, a pancake milkshake. What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know.
Sounds interesting, though.
But I wrote off the peanut butter and jelly milkshake and...
Yeah, and then that's fantastic.
What a surprise that thing was.
That is pretty good. Then the chocolate experience, they have a Ghirardelli drinking chocolate. So now I've heard of everything. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of nice options.
Not really any new booths this year, but they did add a lot last year because it was the 35th anniversary of Epcot, so they added a lot of new things. But yeah, there's a lot of good things to try. A lot of old favorites, but there's a few new things that are making some... making their debut. That Brazilian seafood stew sounded very good. That paella in Spain. A couple of the options in China. Coastal Eats again stepping up. But yeah, a lot of good things there. Those burgers. Oh, those burgers at the Earth Eats. Those both sounded good, didn't they?
Yep.
Very good. I'm very excited. I wish I was going this year. Like I said, I won't say it's a 0%, but it's probably less than 10% at this point.
Yeah.
Less than 10% chance.
I wonder if I don't know anybody who we can scrounge tickets from.
No, it's tough. They make it really hard to be a weasel, don't they, Disney?
I mean, there are YouTube videos that show you how to sneak in. I'm not sure if you're willing to try that.
Nah, I'm not willing to try
that. You don't want to serve time and then end up getting like a lifelong ban.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
You can't go in January because, I can't go. You go on vacation, you're like, you got
to
stay at home.
To
it's
save
like you're on 85 punishment.
Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to see you staying in your hotel room. Where are you guys going? Yeah, I can't go.
I'll hang out by the pool. It's 54 degrees. Yeah, I know.
Bill gets banned from Disney. That'd be like the worst, wouldn't it?
Oh, I would cry. I think I would just literally cry.
It would be like, I couldn't imagine like getting banned.
Like, I wouldn't even fathom trying to sneak in because I would be so devastated getting caught. I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that would do that anyway. Like, I'm not. Never stolen anything or
like. Do you ever watch the YouTube videos of like the people trespassing?
I've seen a couple, and it's like, and what are you doing? Yeah, dummies.
Oh, I couldn't. Like the other thing is, how do they ban you? I mean, well, they got your fingerprint, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know how it works, but
I mean, I would think it would be hard.
Yeah, because you could
it's
just
like Joe Schmo who gets banned from Fenway for throwing out racial slurs. Like, how do they know? Like, 6 weeks later, you're going in through, like, you know, grandstand 15. How the heck does, like, Billy the Ticket hold? Oh, yep, that's Klinsman. He got banned a couple months ago.
Yeah, you shave your beard, you get a new haircut.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that.
I think it's all for show. But with the Disney
one, remember, supposedly,
I think
the person who was, like, talking crap to Manny Machado or something, like, a couple years ago was getting banned. That, I mean, there was never any evidence that that happened, but...
No, and also, like you said, there's no way... How could you ever, like, ban somebody from that? I never understood that.
Yeah, it would be hard, but I don't know.
All right, you want to take another break?
Sure.
So glad you've come back. We love to see you so. You come for your favorite dish, enchiladas and tacos. Welcome back!
All right, we're back from break. Episode 234 is in the books. Talked about some delicious food.
Oh, yeah.
And the way, again, the way it started, remember you said that last year? It's got to be because of the alphabetical order. And
yeah.
We're just not really big fans of the A, B, and C's, but.
Yeah, you get down,
I
mean, from.
You lost my attention real quick. I was about ready to put on the TV. And,
right.
And then all of a sudden.
But then all of a sudden, like, Coastal Eats comes and you're like, okay, now we're talking Coastal Eats. You get Mexico's sounding good. And then all of a sudden, you're in the heavy hitters. You're in Spain. You're in Thailand.
Yeah.
You know, it all turns around. It could turn around quick at those things.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one or two very intriguing dishes to get your attention going. Everything sounds, I mean, I would say 90% of the stuff sounds good. There's only a few things that I would actively avoid, but there's a lot of things.
And
that
you
I
ate
would
haggis
really like
for crying out loud.
Oh, that was good. I want that again. The Scotland booth is missing. I just realized, as you say that, no Scotland booth this year.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if they're cutting back on some of the booths. I didn't notice any other ones absent, but. I'm sure we could look back and figure it out. Very interesting. No Scotland this year. Oh, well. Any final thoughts here? What's the number one thing you think you'd like to try?
Oh, I don't know.
It's tough.
Why don't you go ahead first? Because I have no idea right
now. It's gonna be that paella in Spain. I love that. That's one of my favorite things anyway. With the shadis and the chicken, that would be fantastic. And then. Anything from Thailand would probably be my second choice. All those things at Thailand sounded good.
I mean, the burgers are the burgers, so that doesn't do a ton for me.
No, like, you definitely want to try it, but it's not like you're going to go out of your way.
Right. Hops and barley is pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland, we didn't really like. Caribbean, eh. Italy, few good things. Japan. Yeah, I might go back to my comfort zone. I've always loved Mexican food, and that... Short rib tostada. That sounds good.
It does sound good. Yeah, you're a big Mexican fan.
I've always loved like good Mexico.
Right.
Like Taco Bell, I could give a crap about, but
you definitely give a crap when you go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, pun intended.
Yeah,
right,
definitely.
There. Yeah, it could be Spain too. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's right. We were talking about the restaurant
snail salad thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that snail salad sounds good. You know, I might, yeah, let's do something. I'd say the seafood salad with shrimp.
It does sound
good. Bay scallops, mussels. Yeah, I'd say that's...
That's up there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, meats, I have meat all the time. This sounds really...
Yeah, that's right up your alley.
Like, I think if this was an appetizer and, like, we were out for dinner, this would be definitely something that we would order.
That sounds like something on Citricose menu, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like that Mediterranean...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that does.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, Spain definitely is looking strong this year. Italy's looking good. Thailand, Mexico, Canada, the old stalwart. But there's good stuff. Good stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to bring it home?
Yeah, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast.
Yeah,
you can email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike@PorFavorPodcast. Social media, we are on Facebook and Twitter. At Por Favor Podcast, Mr. Klinsman?
Yes, sir. I am Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com, and you can go to our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/PorFavorPodcast.
Go ahead and like that page and leave some comments.
Yeah,
too, if you will. Well, thanks for listening to episode 234 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. For Mr. Klinsman, up in westerly Rhode Island. I am Mr. Hurley down in sunny southwest Florida, and we'll talk to you next week.